Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Republican candidate for governor was in Pelham Monday. Who is he, and why is he challenging an incumbent governor from his own party? Let's go in depth with Stephen Ray from Boone. Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Boone. I had a 30-year career in public safety. I ended my career with the state of Iowa at the end of August. Chose to leave state government to run for governor. There's no law that says you can't remain a state employee and run for office, especially governor, but it would just been completely, you just couldn't have done anything like that, tried to maintain a job and try and run for governor. So I made the choice to just leave. Not old enough to retire, so I gave up a fairly decent paying job to try for running for governor. But again, 30 years public safety background, currently a city council member in Boone, mayor pro tem. Been in that position since January of 2004, starting my 15th year here in January. Married, have two adult daughters, one that lives nearby in Pleasantville, and the other one up in the Boone area where I'm from. And served on a lot of different types of boards and commissions in my capacity at the state level. I was chair of the State 911 Communications Council for nearly 9 years, longest serving chair of that commission. And so, that's kind of a little bit of background about me.
I bet it's a rare event for a state government employee who's a Republican to come out and challenge a sitting governor mm-hmm. in a primary.
Yep.
Why are you doing that?
I'm doing that because I feel, well, two things. One, I believe that the current governor, who I have absolutely nothing against, and nothing against. In fact, I'm extremely happy. No matter what party it was, Iowa had its first female governor. Okay, I think that's great. But I'm a little bit concerned that the policies that the Reynolds administration will continue is what we had under the former administration. I don't see that there's going to be much change there. And I've been awfully concerned at the way that some of the things have been done in state government, some of the things that we're lacking behind. I don't see that we're going to see any fundamental change there. And I believe, and since I announced in July that I wanted to run for governor, and since I left state government, made my formal announcement at the end of August that I was running for governor, that it was a time for change. And in speaking to a lot of people, many Republicans around the state, they're also concerned about the direction of state government. And I believe that I would bring a different view, a different perspective. It doesn't mean, as a Republican, that challenging a sitting governor, that you're giving up all your other convictions that you may have as a member of the party. But sometimes party also requires a little bit of integrity, not just loyalty. So, that's my whole idea about running in the primary. I'm trying to do what I think are good ideas for Iowa and just a different approach to what we're seeing and what we have seen.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Republican candidate for governor, Stephen Ray. Well, we're facing some challenges. We all just learned last week that Iowa is 50th in terms of economic growth.
Yeah.
Nobody can like that.
Right. We're 50th in economic growth. We're at the bottom in a lot of places. We're also 50th in the number of beds for mental health in the nation. Why are we there? And I think some of it is that we have this mindset of, in state government, of cutting. We don't, you know, listen, I'm a Republican. I don't really like raising taxes, but I think what taxes we raise, we have to spend in the right way to help Iowans. And I don't think we're doing that. If you think economic growth is giving $200 million to a multi-billion dollar corporation to bring less than four dozen jobs to Iowa, I think that priority is way off base. I could do wonders with that type of money in terms of ensuring that we had the right amount of people in state government that were doing critical jobs, whether it's from State Patrol or to Department of Human Services, to doing something about mental health that we truly have to get something done with. There's families out there that have individuals that they care for that they have nowhere to turn. And who else is going to do it? I've had some people say, well, why is that government's responsibility? Well, you know what? If it's not the government's responsibility, then who is it? It'll never get done if somebody doesn't take control of it.
Now, the money that you said was given away to billion-dollar corporations, is that cash or?
It's tax incentives.
Tax incentives.
Tax incentives. And, you know, as a city councilor, we do that all the time. We bring businesses in. I'm sure communities such as Pella do things like that to try and entice businesses in. But I think there has to be things tied to that. There has to be a certain amount of commitment that they're going to be here, not just a set amount of jobs or that this is all they're going to do, but a certain amount of jobs over a certain period of time. And, you know, my experience in watching how some of these companies work around the country, they take these tax incentives, but when they dry up, they just leave. They leave a building behind that most other companies could never afford to buy. So I just think sometimes we have to use a little common sense in what we're doing to bring economic here. And you know, there's probably a thousand other ways you could take that kind of money and tax incentives to help increase economic growth in Iowa.
Okay, now I would guess that the Reynolds administration would say that those dollars really didn't exist.
That's true.
And that when the companies come, they're going to create tax dollars and value and jobs.
That's true.
All right. And so do you think they didn't put the kind of safeguards in or the guarantees? So what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think there's anything, you know, a good economic plan, there's nothing wrong with those types of tax incentives. We've had relative success with them even on a smaller scale in our communities, particularly in Boone, where I'm from. But you could still look and say that the money that you're investing into these companies, you could still say we're going to take even those types of incentives and we're going to, you know, use them in other ways. I'd love to see more emphasis put on small business. Small businesses are really the backbone of the American economy, and sometimes I think they get overlooked. That really doesn't have much to do with Iowa state government, but I'm not even sure that the tax reform plan that they're wanting to get through at the national level is necessarily going to help small businesses. And I really think that is where, in terms of economic growth, that Iowa can really flourish.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Republican candidate for governor, Stephen Ray. Well, how are you going to help small businesses?
Well, I would like to be able to take some of that type of tax incentive money and put it into some type of a small economic business growth program and ensure that small businesses that are trying to start out can get some kind of assistance from the state in terms of like I said, those tax incentives. A lot of them benefit from local economies, local governments. But I think that we could turn a lot of things around instead of focusing on trying to get these big, huge companies to come in. I'm all for any type of company coming in, but when you're looking at the terms of the tax incentives compared to the amount of jobs that it creates, I'm just not quite sure that that's really the best use of that money.
Right, and what about public education? public education is in trouble financially.
It is.
And so how are you going to be able to help them?
Well, one of the things there, too, is we always like to talk about how much money that we're saving. we're saving. But education goes right back to the economic problem. How are we going to get our children into a position where that they can get good jobs and contribute to a good economy if we're not fully funding it? My goal is in my first budget that I put to the legislature in 2019, if I was governor, is I want to be able to fully fund education, not just the meager 1.5% increase. We've got to do more. I'm all for STEM. I think STEM is great, but we're finding more and more that we just have to come to terms that there are a lot of kids out there that are not, they don't want to be lawyers, they don't want to be doctors, they don't want to be certified public accountants. They just are not set, nor do they care to go to a four-year college. So we have to prepare them in school. I know some schools, even my own area, that have given up industrial arts programs and those types of things, where yet other schools nearby are doing that, and they're teaching kids trades that are going out and going to manufacturing places. And a lot of these manufacturers are calling back to these schools and saying, you know, our guys are even learning something from your students. And some of these kids can come out of school as welders, as example. Start out 18 years old, make 20-some bucks an hour. And you can even move up from there. So we have to concentrate on those types of opportunities, too, in education.
Okay, and how about our region's universities? When I went to school, the state paid for like 80% of it. Now the student is paying for like 80%.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like going to college now. You know, I graduated from Iowa State 25 years ago. I walked out of there debt-free. I was working full-time at the sheriff's office, and I paid for it. I paid for it all. So I didn't know anything when I walked out. And now we got kids, you know, coming out 40, 50,000 in debt, some going on a professional level of their masters and doctorates and coming out 100,000 in debt. I would like to see the state be able to contribute more to alleviate that tuition problem. I tell everybody first that clearly college is elective. We all know that. My main goal is as far as public funding is the K-12. I want to make sure that remains a top priority. But I am still willing and wanting to work with the legislature to find a way to reduce this burden, this tuition burden on our students. And I will do whatever I can, work with both sides to try and figure out a way that we can do that.
Is there anywhere you see in state government that we're wasting money, that some money could be reallocated into some of these other programs?
Yeah, that's been part of my goal since I announced was, with the unique advantage that I had as a state employee and a manager in government, I did see a lot of waste. I saw a lot of positions being filled where I would just scratch my head and go, my God, I can't even get essential positions filled for people that are answering the call for help, but yet we're paying these people this amount of money. I don't even know what they're doing. That has been a central part of my announcement when I first announced in August is that in my first 100 days, I would be ordering the Department of Management to do a top-to-bottom review of every state agency. I want to know what every position is. I want to know what they're doing. There's going to be a criteria, particularly for management positions. What are they contributing to the mission of that department? And if there's a certain criteria that can't be met, then we're going to reevaluate whether we need that. And there's a lot of other things, I think, just in terms of resources and those types of things that I think we spend a lot of money on that we probably don't need to. And I want to look at more efficiencies in those areas. That would be certainly something that's going to be done in the first 100 days, because I'm curious about, as a former state employee that had a bird's eye view of this, and I want to know where this money's going.
Now, I know we've got listeners that are thinking, boy, this guy's got a big uphill battle fighting, you know, against the incumbent Republican governor.
You bet.
So what do you say to them?
I say, well, you know what? If you believe, particularly to the Republican Party, and of course I always like to point out to everybody, even independents, you could vote the primary. If you want to change, you can go to the polls that day and say you want to vote as a Republican. If you're satisfied and you want things to continue that the way that they have been for basically the last 30 years, then I'm probably not your candidate. But if you want someone that can come in there and take a second look at things, use their experience in government over the years, and I believe I have the unique personality that has ability to get along with everybody. And I am willing to work with the Democrats and to try and find solutions for Iowans. I tell everybody on my website the only agenda that I bring to the table is what I want to do to better the lives of Iowans, and that's it. Special interests are not going to have my back. That's pretty evident because there's a lot of them out there that I know donate money, and I don't get any. And that's fine because I'm not going to be beholden to anybody. So if they want to keep things the way they are, go ahead. You know, that's fine. But if they want to have someone different that can go in there and can sit down and use their experience of negotiating in their prior career to do what's best for Iowans, then I believe I'm your candidate.
Thanks to Stephen Ray for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.